Karamihan sa hindi sinasadyang sunog sa mga kabahayan ay maiiwasan. Pero kapag ito'y nangyari, mabilis itong kumalat. Kaya dapat tandaan, ang maliit na sindi ay maaring tumupok ng daang-daang ari-arian pati pa buhay ng tao. Kaya naman sa pinagsamang pag-aaral noong 2019 ng Natural Hazards Research Australia at Fire Rescue Victoria, iminungkahi na mas maraming tao ang namamatay sa mga sunog sa bahay bawat taon kaysa iba pang natural na kalamidad tulad ng baha, bagyo at bushfire. Dahil dito, ayon kay Andrew Gissing, ang co-author ng pag-aaral at Chief Executive Officer ng Natural Hazards Research Australia, ang pagkamatay dahil sa sunog ay maiiwasan at pinaka-importante ay may kaalaman ang mga residente tungkol sa fire safety.
So residential fire fatalities are unfortunately too common in Australia. Our research showed that between 2003 and 2017, that 900 people had died in preventable residential fires. Each one of these fatalities is an absolute tragedy. The number of fatalities averaging across that period of time was 64 deaths per year.
Lumabas din sa pananaliksik na ang karamihan sa sunog ay nangyayari sa panahon ng taglamig o winter dahil sa maling paggamit ng heater. Kaya hinimok ng mga bombero ang lahat ng residente na gamitin ang kanilang heater o heating devices alinsunod sa inirekomenda ng manufacturers. Ibig sabihin, ipinagbabawal na ipasok sa loob ng bahay ang mga outdoor heating equipment. Kasama dito ang heat beads o liquefied petroleum gas o LPG bilang panggatong. Dagdag nito, delikado ding gamitin ang outdoor heating equipment sa loob ng bahay dahil maaaring magkaroon ng build-up ng carbon monoxide na nakamamatay.
Preventable residential fire fatalities occur more commonly during winter. Many of these are being caused by heaters or open fires, etc. And certainly people during the winter months should be particularly mindful when they're using heaters or open fires, etc. of the associated fire risks.
Malaki din ang peligro ng sunog sa mga bahay na may nakatirang 60 taong gulang pataas o mas bata sa 5 taong gulang. Karaniwang biktima din ng burn injuries ang mga bata. Kaya ipinapaliwanag ni Simone Sullivan, manager ng Kids Health Promotion Unit sa Sydney Children's Hospital Network, kung ano ang mga dahilan.
So generally, younger children are the most at-risk group, and they're naturally quite curious. So these accidents generally just happen in seconds. And unfortunately, children, their skin tends to be thinner than adults, which actually means that when they do get burnt, the skin burns a lot deeper and quicker at a lower temperature.
Dagdag ni Gising, karaniwang sanhi ng sunog sa bahay ay ang heating devices at ang paninigarilyo. Subalit ang dalawang ito ay parehong mapanganib.
Most preventable residential fires resulting in fatalities were caused by cigarettes, electrical faults, heaters and open fires. But I think a key point is that when we think about risk factors, the research certainly shows that there is not just one dominant risk factor. When we look at the tragic victims of preventable residential fires, there was often a co-occurrence of a range of different factors which surrounded those individuals, their behaviors, their residential environment.
Pinaalalahanan ni Gising ang lahat na ang simple at basic home fire safety practices tulad ng pagkakaroon ng operational na smoke alarm system, fire escape plan at ang hindi pag-iwan sa mga niluluto ay may malaking tulong para makaiwas sa sunog. Dagdag naman ni Mark Halverson, ang executive manager ng fire safety sa Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. Ang pag-iwas sa sunog ay nagsisimula sa pag-alam sa panganib na nag-uugnay sa source ng apoy at kung paano ang tamang pagtugon nito.
For a fire to start, there needs to be a heat source that's sufficient to actually start a combustible material to catch on fire. So that heat source can be anything from our heating devices, cooking devices, and from batteries that are being charged inappropriately or incorrectly. So basically, if people are going to bed at night or they're leaving their house to go out, they should actually ensure that all of those sources of heat are turned off and that that fire can't occur when they're not actually being aware of what's happening in the house at that particular time.
Sabi pa nito, sa mga nagdaang taon, tumaas ang kaso ng sunog sa mga kabahayan dahil sa lithium-ion battery-powered devices. Dagdag nito, ang ganitong sunog ay maiiwasan kung may sapat na kaalaman tungkol sa paggamit ng tamang charger para sa kanilang mga devices.
Largely, the problem is occurring during the battery charging process. For instance, if we use the e-scooter example, and because an e-scooter battery does contain quite a lot of power, so if we get a fire occur, there's far more energy and there's far more opportunity for that to spread rapidly. So I think the number one problem is that people are using the incorrect charger for their specific device. Just because a battery charger will connect to a device, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the correct charger.
Ang mga combustible materials o madaling nasusunog na materyales ay karaniwang nakikita sa likod bahay tulad ng toyong sanga ng kahoy, mga itinagong kahoy, mga lumang damit, mga equipment na madaling nasusunog, ibang produkto at kimikal, pati na din ang pag-iimbak ng petrol para sa lawnmower.
If they are needed to be stored, for instance, motor mower fuel or fuel for other vehicles, they should be in a proper container for fuel and then stored away from other devices and certainly away from excess heat. And I think another key factor is fuels and fertilizers just don't mix well at all. And that's another similar risk. So a key factor to safety in the home is ensuring that all of those different types of materials should be kept separately and in appropriate containers.
Bagamat hindi napipigilan ng smoke alarm ang sunog, binibigyan naman ito ng babala ang tao habang nagsisimula pa ang sunog. Ngunit may babala si Halverson laban sa pag-apula ng apoy na hindi handa.
Having properly working smoke alarms is a really key factor in ensuring safety for ourselves and our families in our homes. And if people are confident and have the right equipment to extinguish that fire, then by all means that gives them the opportunity. But I would strongly suggest that if people are not confident or don't have the right equipment to attack that fire themselves, the most important thing they can do is to take themselves and their families and anyone else is in the home immediately outside and then call 000 to request the response of the local fire service.
Paalala naman ni Sullivan, napakahalaga din na tiyaking alam ng bawat nakatira sa bahay kung ano ang kailangan nilang gagawin sakaling magkaroon ng sunog. Halimbawa, turuan ang mga bata tungkol sa home fire safety na higit pa sa pagtawag sa 000 at iminungkahi din na kung maaari ay mag-fire drill.
The first thing is to prepare a home fire escape plan and practice it with the family. Teaching them to get down low and go, go, go. So the air tends to be cooler and cleaner, closer to the ground. Also teaching children that if their clothes does catch on fire, stop, drop, cover and roll. Make sure they cover their face with their hands to avoid any injury to the face and getting them to roll on the ground. So this will help put out the fire as well.
Pahabol na paalala ni Sullivan, maaaring nakakatakot na pag-usapan sa harap ng mga bata ang tungkol sa pag-iwas sa sunog. Kaya ibinahagi niya ang ilang tips upang maalis ang takot at maintindihan ng bawat isa ang kahalagahan na maging ligtas at paano maiwasan ang sunog.
Make it really simple, make it fun, make it engaging. Try to implement practical activities. I think a really good place to start is explaining to children the purpose of a smoke alarm, how it works, where it is, what it looks like, what sound it will make as well. And that's during a fire, but also when the battery is low, so that should there be a fire, that they don't start to panic because they're familiar with what the sound is and then they're familiar with what they need to do.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Thumaydo na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.